behind the puck, and he was a little low on gas anyway, as now Kuhlman's heads off on a change. 2:50 to go in the third period. 4-1 our score. Minnesota on top of the Badgers. Badgers came out flying out of the gates, had a great first period in every department but one, and that was the scoreboard, and they trailed it 1-0 and have not been able to catch up since. Merce throws it towards the net. Instead, it's deflected up off the netting, and a stoppage in an offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers.
Yes, time is of the essence. Down by 3 against the number one team in the nation with 2:34 left. I put my odds on Minnesota, but that's just the way it is. But I'm very impressed with the fact that Badgers not hanging their heads, trying to get back into this as best they can.
When scoring 4 or more goals this season, the Gophers are 14-4. In fact, that's their average this year, 4.1. They've got 4 here tonight. Played by Lacombe off the boards, out to center ice. Cross-ice pass just a little too far for Cooley. Tries to track it down. He collides a couple of times with Vorlicki. They exchange slashes as the puck goes along the near boards. Vorlicki has it again. Cooley had him lined up and threw his weight into him, and Vorlicki at least missed some of the heavy check. A turnover and a bad one by Horbach at center ice. In comes Nyes. Nyes drop pass right between the legs to Snuggerud, who lets the wrist shot go, and the save is made. Puck will come back into the Minnesota zone, played off the boards by Faber, out to center ice. Cooley plays it ahead. They're up 4-1, but this line is not resting. They're not looking to not score a fifth goal if they can. Bantle brings it in for Wisconsin. He'll throw it towards the net. Cooley makes the calm save. Gets a little snow to the face from his own teammate and hangs on. Bob Motzko had said this week in talking about Justin Close, their netminder, that he was just a calm, steadying presence for this team that is known for its offense and has so many players going the under direction to score goals that he hasn't been flashy, but he has calmed his team, and he's done that here tonight, especially in that first period when they had to survive the avalanche of shots thrown his direction.
Well, what's interesting to me is that I met the young man yesterday after their practice, and he might be calm, cool, and collective, but he's got a great sense of humor.
And he put up with you so that he really knows how to survive. Comes out to center ice. Jugnauth will collect it back in his own zone. Tyson plays it ahead to Stang. Tips it in over the line. Caulfield takes over control along the near boards. Trying to spin away from a check. Plays it back to Jugnauth. Jugnauth was looking to shoot or pass and then just had a roll right off his stick. Pitlick back the other way from Minnesota, but Kuhlemans takes it away from him. Kuhlemans at center ice. Badger sophomore defenseman gets it to Gorniak. Gorniak, the West Salem native, backhands it off the boards to Kuhlman. Centering pass is picked off, and the Gophers bring it out to center ice. Pitlick races it through the neutral zone, slides down, avoiding a check, takes a little jab slash in the back of his legs from Gorniak after he dumped it in. Final minute of the third period. Mersch plays it ahead as the Badgers bring it in the zone. Erdahl stops, tries to send it cross ice. It was deflected right at the line by the Gophers. Nevers, who now brings it into the offensive zone for Minnesota. He'll flip it deep into the corner. Lotch pushes him right up against the boards. Erdahl wins a battle to get the puck and then try to pass, and it just rolled right off his stick. Talk about an unforced error. Put it on the tape of Nelson, who wasted no time sizing one up and letting it fly, but McClellan makes the glove save.
It's just one of those where you'd like to stick a fork in that puck and take it out of the zone.
Yeah.
You know that you've made a mistake. Your hands got hacked from behind, so you end up turning the puck over. You just want to grab it and stick a fork in it.
Faceoff in the Badger zone. Final 30 seconds here of the third period. And what will be a frustrating night for the Badgers, who played so well to start this game, but found themselves trailing 1-0 after the first period, and now are down 3 at 4-1. Gophers at center ice, try to dump it in, but a pocket picked from behind momentarily by Malmquist. Master sizes up his man and puts out a big hit. But Master has it now. He'll backhand it to the far boards. Malmquist avoids a check, takes it deep below the goal line, gets it to Lemaster. Final 3 seconds here before the horn sounds, ending this series opener between Big Ten rivals and top-ranked Minnesota. Gets the 4-1 victory over the home Badgers, and a frustrating night for Wisconsin, who came out of the gates flying but couldn't find a way to get on the board or grab that lead at any point. And the Gophers get the victory in the series opener by the score of 4-1. Our post-game show is coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. We'll have our Everlight Solar Player of the Game, Energizing Performance of the Game. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and talk with one of the Badger players as well, and then have the scores from around the college hockey world and our calls of the game. 4-1 the final here in this series opener between the Badgers and the Gophers. Our post-game show coming your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows level off around 16. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 42. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Dry with temps well above average, Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
Back inside the Kohl Center, the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob Bogle alongside Ian Perrin. Badgers fall to the Gophers in this opener of the Big Ten series between longtime rivals, Wisconsin Badgers and top-ranked Minnesota, 4-1 the final tonight. And Ian, as we kick off our post-game show here, I was searching for a better word than frustrating to sum up the night, but certainly felt that way for the Badgers, who jumped out in that first period, out-shooting the Gophers 21-3, but were trailing 1-0 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the official term would be, but you get into a situation where when you get a lot of those point blank shots and you're getting rid of them quickly, all of a sudden you start second guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking to myself, well, do I take that quick shot or do I just hold it and hopefully the goaltender will slide by, da 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 da. And as soon as you start second guessing or taking a more a lengthy time to get rid of the puck. That's the time when somebody's going to strip it from you and get a breakaway, all the rest of that kind of stuff. So it's that damned if you do, damned if you don't type mentality. I guess that's the best way to put it. But from my perspective, that first period was the best period that I've seen the Badgers play in a long, long time.
Well, as we get our post-game show rolling here, it's time to check in on our Player of the Game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, who do we have for our Player of the Game?
Our Player of the Game goes to Carson Bantle. I would say that, if anything, when the Badgers were starting to struggle a little bit, my Player of the Game is a result of the biggest hit that I've seen Carson Bantle do. He just flattened that young man, and it was a totally clean hit. But it just seemed to re-energize the Badgers, and that's sometimes what it takes, whether it's a great play or a great shot. But in this particular situation, it was a great hit, a legal hit, and they just collided, and that guy went down on his back, and Carson Bantle just kind of hovered over them for a little bit. There were no repercussions from it. But the fact that it gave energy to the Badger team, that would be my Player of the Game for Carson Bantle's big hit.
Carson Bantle, the Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. And also our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And who or what is your selection for our energizing performance of the game?
Energizing performance of the game, I give it to the entire Badger hockey team for the first period.
Yeah.
It was amazing how they came out of the chute. It was amazing how they dominated. You get 21 shots in a period and come away with no goals. That's just the fact that you got 21 shots showed your total domination in the first period. So the energizing performance of the game goes to the entire Badger hockey team, who cranked out 21 shots against the number one team in the nation. There's a lot of times when the Badgers haven't got 21 shots in an entire game.
Well, good thing we're not giving out coupons or trophies for that, because the entire team wins the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. As this post-game show continues, we'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, have our calls of the game, and check in on the scores from around the college hockey world. 4-1 our final, the Gophers over the Badgers here tonight in this series opener. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Race to savings on your next home improvement project at Menards. Update your floors with soft and luxurious carpet, or transform the look of any living space with durable laminate flooring. Looking for something waterproof? Then check out our huge selection of vinyl plank. Get your project to the finish line with Shaw Flooring and save big money. Race to savings on all of your projects right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pre-game routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Back inside the Kohl Center as our post-game show continues here. Badgers fall by the score of 4-1. They've now dropped all three games to Minnesota so far this season. Hoping to be joined by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Looks like we might have him down there. Coach, can you hear us okay?
I am here, and Brock's right behind me, so okay. I will be quick so I can get this to Brock.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Well, your team certainly came out in about as dominating a fashion as we've seen on the scoreboard, but still trailed it 1-0 despite a huge shots on goal advantage. When you went back to the locker room, how much was there a sense of frustration? Was there a sense of, hey, we're doing everything we want to do, now we just need to find the back of the net?
No, I think that second goal took a little bit out of us. You know, you're right. We had a really good first period. We didn't score. You know, they scored on, I think, their second shot. And it feels really good because the puck possession and the way we skated and territorially, we had the big advantage. But at the end of the day, you got to put the puck in the net. Didn't happen for us. Our goalie made some big saves. Oof. We had some really good chances that we hit ourselves on the screens. We did a great job in the first period of getting to the front, but I think we blocked three of the shots that were good shots. So a little bit of bad luck around the net in the first, and then the second, third, I thought we'd get away from that a little bit. I think we were a little bit just lost a little bit of steam that we had had in the first period, and obviously we know they're a good team, and they're going to capitalize on chances. They did. So I was happy the way, you know, Brock, came back and scored that goal for us. He there were some of our older players stayed with it. They kept battling. They competed. We tried to work our way back into it. We just obviously not enough.
And they certainly showed that it doesn't take much because they didn't have many shots, but just a quick turnover here or a little something there. It wasn't sustained pressure, but they can just put it in the net so quickly with one little mistake if something happens.
Yeah, the second shot was a good shot maybe, but I thought the first one, you know, we I don't think it was a great chance. Found the five hole. The guy just kind of turned and ripped it from the top of the circle. And they hadn't had much, you know, in our end. But, you know, you get a puck at the net, you never know what's going to happen. Obviously, it went in for them. They were like that in Minnesota, the series we played up there. There were segments of probably 50 minutes of that game we played in their end, it seemed like. But they, 6 or 7 minutes, they get three or four goals. And it's pretty tough to, get a whole lot going offensively with the defense that they have and how tight they are in their own end. But like you said, we started great, but not being able to score, you know, took a lot of energy away from us.
We know you mentioned that Brock's standing right there, so we'll let you get out of here early. You got to come good. Back again tomorrow, so we appreciate
Sounds
it, Coach.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. Here's Brock.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato, and joining us in a matter of seconds here, as soon as he can put on the headset, will be Badgers forward Brock Caulfield. He got the goal here tonight in this 4-1 game. Brock, we appreciate the time, and we're just talking with Coach there that, boy, from a standpoint, from an energy standpoint, from an opportunity standpoint, couldn't ask for much more from what you guys got in that first period. How much, when you went back to the locker room trailing at 1-0, was there frustration or just, hey, we're executing the game we want, now we just got to find a way to score here?
Yeah, I mean, we were executing and we knew it going in to the locker room after the first there. And I thought the second, you know, here and there. And then, I mean, there's just bits and spurts in the game where we lose energy and, you know, that just kills us.
What was the difference in that second period? It was 1-0, but it didn't seem like it was huge, long, sustained pressure or huge gas because just a little slip here or a little slip there. And the Gophers, certainly to that top line, can capitalize in a hurry.
Yeah, they're skilled players, and we knew that going in. It definitely wasn't, huge, like, long periods of time where we were breaking down. It was just the little turnovers, the little things here and there that we got to fix up. And, you know, that's what's been going on recently, too. And We know it, so we got to focus on it.
We'll let you get out of here on this last one. I know you got a quick turnaround for tomorrow. Obviously not the result you want here tonight, but as you mentioned, it's a quick turnaround. You play a good team again tomorrow night. What is the message? What is the tone you're trying to set with the team right now to be able to come back tomorrow night and salvage that split?
I mean, just opportunity. There's nothing more you want as a hockey player to play in front of these fans in this building against, you know, the Gophers. It's a huge game, and we can't lose focus of that.
Brock, we appreciate the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Badgers forward Brock Caulfield. 4-1 the final tonight, Minnesota over Wisconsin. Our postgame show continues here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
From the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside the Kohl Center, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. 4-1 our final night, top-ranked Minnesota over the Badgers in this Big Ten series opener. Badgers have now lost six straight on the season in all three meetings with Minnesota as well in this border battle. Time to take a look at the stats from tonight's game. And the Badgers in that first period outshoot the Gophers 21-3 en route to a 37-28 advantage, which was balanced out only by the third period in which the Gophers outshot the Badgers by an 18-7 mark. Badgers fell behind 1-0 despite that strong start, and Logan Cooley's just turnaround spinning shot goal, just throwing it from right in front of the net and beating Jared Moe, an even strength goal that made it 1-0 at the 4:03 mark. Went into period number two, and it was that top line again. This time it was Jimmy Snuggerud wasting no time firing one past Jared Moe to make it 2-0 at the 18:56 mark. The assist goes to Ryan Johnson, the first of his two assists on the evening. And then another even strength tally, Bryce Brodzinski made it 3-0 at the 11:25 mark, and Brodzinski would score again to make it 4-0 early in the third period. And at this point, Jared Moe had already been lifted in the second period for Kyle McClellan. Brock Caulfield finally got the Badgers on the board at the 18:29 mark, an even strength goal to make it 4-1, the lone assist going to Sam Stang. Saves on the evening, 36 for Justin Close, the netminder for Minnesota, while the Badgers goaltending duo turned aside 24 shots on the evening. Badgers got the better of on the faceoff dot, 29-23 in a matchup of the number 9 and number 8 faceoff teams in the country. Power plays on the evening, Badgers 0-3, Minnesota 0-for-2. All the goals coming even strength tonight, including a five-minute major for Minnesota in that first period. And that seemed like it was a golden opportunity for the Badgers to get on the board early and pull off the upset, and not converting on that major where it was really almost two power plays because it was broken up in the middle by their own penalty that just went away for the Badgers.
But, you know, after Lacombe had taken that five-minute major for contact to the head, it was just, a minute and 3 seconds into it, all of a sudden Matty DeSaint-Fail takes an interference call. And is that an even up call? I'm not going to get into that politics, but the fact of the matter being is that they generated a significant amount of shots on their power plays. But if you look at the score sheet, nobody scored on the power play, nobody scored shorthanded. Man advantage, man disadvantage was not even a factor in the game, in the scoring.
4-1 was the final. Our calls of the game coming your way next year in the postgame show. We'll also have the scores from around the college hockey world as well and get you set for tomorrow's series finale. Earlier puck drop time, 5 o'clock here as they honor the 1973 and 1983 National Championship Wisconsin Badger winning teams. 1973, the program's first national championship, and then winning in 1983 in Grand Forks against Harvard to get Jeff Sauer his first national championship behind the bench for this Wisconsin Badger program. Our postgame show continues. 4-1 the final tonight. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Fall in the series opener to Minnesota by the score of 4-1. Unable to beat the top-ranked Gophers for the first time this season. The Badgers' losing streak extended to 6 games in a row. They got off to a great start in terms of the pressure, in terms of the puck position, time of play, the energy level, but it was the Gophers that would score first and grab a 1-0 lead after one, and that brings us to our calls of the game. Lacombe will keep it in. He'll play it down low. Centering pass to the slot, and it's deflected in by Brozinski, who was all alone out front. Put it between the pads of McClellan. And Minnesota now has a 4-0 lead early in period number three. Just a minute 15 gone by. And his brother Johnny played at St. Cloud State as well. Easton, his brother scores. Said, and now the Badgers get on the board and make it 4-1. A backhander right out front off the pass by Cooley and then followed up by Snuggerud, and McClellan makes the save. Each guy on that line for Minnesota had a chance there to score. They all have their stick on their knees and bent over frustration because they couldn't get goal number 5 for the Gophers. A turnover and a bad one by Horbach at center ice. In comes Nyes. Nyes drop pass right between the legs to Snuggerud, who lets the wrist shot go, and the save is made. Final 3 seconds here before the horn sounds, ending this series opener between Big Ten rivals and top-ranked Minnesota. Gets the 4-1 victory over the home Badgers in a frustrating night for Wisconsin, who came out of the gates flying but couldn't find a way to get on the board or grab that lead at any point. And the Gophers get the victory in the series opener by the score of 4-1. That was the final. The Badgers falling 4-1. Minnesota staying 13 points ahead of Michigan, who is now in second place in the Big Ten standings, with each team having played 19 games so far, as the Gophers trying to zero in on locking up their second straight Big Ten regular season championship. We'll have all the scores from you around the college hockey world when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The last time the Badgers hosted the number one team in the country, it was the Minnesota Gophers back in 2014 in this building. And the Badgers swept that series with a pair of 2-1 wins. Not going to be the same outcome here, as they lose 4-1 tonight to Minnesota. The Badgers have now lost six straight to Minnesota. And here's a sign that you know things aren't going your way, Ian. When you played a team three times during the year, and in all three of those games you've had to use both of your goaltenders, that usually does not bode well for a team.
I've always questioned that. I mean, I know that Jared Moe is a Minnesota transfer to the Wisconsin Badgers, and I just wonder how much pressure he puts on himself, and as a result of that, doesn't play his regular game.
Well, tonight it was a 4-1 final. Looking other scores in Big Ten play, Michigan beats Michigan State by the score of 4-2. So it wasn't that long ago that the Wolverines were the team. Just in front of the Badgers
exactly.
In the Big Ten standings. Now they find themselves alone in second place, but still 13 points behind the Gophers. And so now it comes down to tomorrow night. If the Gophers can win, they will clinch the Big Ten championship with just four regular season games remaining. Notre Dame knocks off seventh-ranked Ohio State by a score of 2-1. Out east, Atlantic hockey action. Army 5-2 better than Holy Cross. Air Force beats Sacred Heart by a score of 5-4. And Mercyhurst falls by a goal to Canisius, 4-3, the final there. Some other overtime action, some shootouts tonight as well. American International and Bentley skate to a 2-2 tie, and American International wins the shootout. St. Thomas shut out by Northern Michigan, 3-0. Bowling Green, 5-2, better than Michigan Tech in CCH play. Ferris State, a one-goal victory over Bemidji State, 3-2, the final there. ECAC, Union, a 3-1 winner over Yale. Second-ranked Quinnipiac shuts out Clarkson by the score of 3-0. Brown, a 3-2 victory against RPI, excuse me. Cornell by one over Colgate, 3-2. St. Lawrence, 4 better than Princeton, 6-2 is the final score there. And Harvard doubles up Dartmouth, 6-3. And they'll be celebrating something that involved Harvard, the 1983 National Championship. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Harvard in Grand Forks. It's the 40th anniversary of that National Championship, and that team will be on hand tomorrow night here at the Kohl Center, as will the 1973 National Champions, the first National Championship team under Badger coach head Bob Johnson, on the way to three National Championships. So the 50th anniversary of the 73 team and the 40th anniversary of the 83 squad will be honored here tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Hockey East action, Maine 3-1 over Boston College, New Hampshire 4-1 better than Connecticut, and Vermont skates to a 3-3 tie with UMass, and UMass wins in the shootout. Another 3-3 tie between Providence and Northeastern, and in this one, Northeastern wins the shootout. NCHC, those games going on a little bit later this evening. Colorado College 2-2 with Omaha in the third, and North Dakota Trails Denver, the fourth-ranked Pioneers, a 2-1 lead late in the first period there. One non-conference tilt, Alaska Fairbanks, 5-3 victors over Long Island. Our one women's hockey score as well. The Badger women and on the road at Ritter Arena against the Gophers. They skate to a 2-2 tie, and the Badgers win the shootout. Our final score here, 4-1. We'll get you ready for the series finale tomorrow evening when we return here for our final segment of the postgame show. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Back inside the Kohl Center one last time here in our post-game show. 4-1, the Badgers fall to the top-ranked Minnesota Gophers. Let me ask you a question, Ian. We have now seen everybody in the conference except Michigan State here inside this building so far this year. We know that Minnesota's in first place on their way to a second straight Big Ten regular season title. We've seen Michigan that's loaded with talent and NHL high draft picks and an Ohio State team that's very good, Penn State that can put the puck in the net. How does this Minnesota team compare when you say, just talent-wise, with Michigan and what we've seen here that the Badgers have had to face this season?
I agree with Bob Moskow in our talk yesterday. He said the one thing that's different this year, Ian, is that I really like this team. We can put different kids in different situations, and they seem to react positively to it. This is as well-balanced a team as there is in the Big Ten, and for that reason, when you have a well-balanced team and then you have three premier scorers like they do on their first line, this is the best hockey team that we've seen in the Kohl Center this year.
Yeah, I was certainly impressed. We know that Cooley, Knies, and Snuggerud, what they're going to do offensively, and then you throw in defenseman Brock Faber as well, but they did a great job defensively, and how many times we saw the Badgers with the puck just inside the blue line looking for a shooting lane and couldn't find any, and they were aggressive and came out high and took away all angles and shooting lanes.
Yeah, and it seemed like when one person went after the puck carrier, everybody else went to an appropriate person or appropriate position. So they're very well trained in the defensive zone. But the part that impressed me the most is their transition game. Once they got the puck away from Wisconsin, they were down the ice so fast it would spin your head.
Last one for you. So what do you tell your Badger team if you're the coaching staff, if you're a captain or a leader on this team coming out for tomorrow night's series finale and trying to see if you can salvage a split in a night where it started off so frustrating because you had played so well and yet still trailed on the scoreboard?
Yeah, that's the hard part. You can't turn to anything in the first period and say you did this wrong, you did that wrong. Everything in the first period was done right except put the puck in the net, and that makes it real tough. I think what Coach Granato will do is say, you know, you just ruined Rob Vogel's birthday. He yes. came here to do his right. announcing against Minnesota on his birthday, and you guys failed 4-1.
Well, let me say this. I've had many a birthday ruined for other reasons, that's for sure, and there is no place I'd rather be and nothing I'd rather be doing on my birthday than being at a Badger Gopher hockey game, as I have for so many since I was a little child. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I guess you'd be in a situation where you'd be hard-pressed. And the other birthday gift that you got is you got to see your boys out there measuring the ice.
I did indeed, yes.
In honor of you.
Didn't know that, yeah. So I'll be bringing family out here tonight, and we'll be partying in the stands because Brian Posick hopefully will bring better luck behind the mic back on the call. Tonight, the Badgers fall to the top-ranked Minnesota Gophers by the final score of 4-1. For Ian Perrin, our producer Jordan Fisher, and our entire Learfield team back in our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri, we thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll be back with us tomorrow night when the Badgers and the Gophers play their series finale. A little earlier puck drop time. Pre-game show at 4:30. Puck drops at 5 o'clock as they honor the 83-73 national champions on the 50th and 40th anniversary of those memorable squads winning the national championship. We hope you'll join Brian Posick and Ian Perrin with all the action. Good night from the Kohl Center. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
That I'm into, they're called hobbies. I'm talking hobbies. Yeah. Creative archetype, that's me, all right. Late at night, drawing with my Pixar light. Gotta get the shading on my face just right. I'm doing a self-portrait of charcoal.
Welcome back to Ask Us Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. You are welcome to join the conversation, especially if you are a sports card fanatic or another collectible item of things that you love, your hobbies and things that you like to spend your time doing or investing your money into. 844-967-2789, because this weekend there is a card show in downtown Milwaukee, and the creator of the event is Swarm Event founder, former candidate for Milwaukee mayor, and my husband, Michael Sampson, who is in studio with us. Welcome back to the show. It's been since before we were married that you were on, I think.
Excited to be back. I'm not sure why there's no green room with potato lays waiting for me, but maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
If I had had more time, Mike, there would have been a borgishmort of Olays for you.
Okay, Jane.
So to set this up, I just want to tell the story of when Mike and I first met in fall of 2020. He had already been He refound his desire to be invested in sports cards. And it was something that you had started as a kid, but then you got away from. But tell a little bit more of how you got back into sports cards.
Well, I grew up with sports cards. I think my dad would kind of pawn, my sisters were in dance, so they had to get all their dance outfits paid for. And I'm like, hey, what do I get out of this? I got to sit through all these long dance shows and watch them do their thing. And he's like, how about sports cards? So we started taking me to Irv's Sport Shack in Muskego, Wisconsin, which is now, I think, paved, not there anymore. But we used to go, and every weekend he'd buy me cards. You'd open them together. And it was a special father-son thing until my sisters wanted to do it as well.
And then you didn't want to do it anymore?
I still wanted to do it, but they were breaking into my father and son time. So what, they got dance outfits and sports cards now? It was unfair. I think I'd steal most of their good cards anyway, but.
So then you abandon it, and then what made you get back into it at the start of the pandemic?
Yeah, I wish I never abandoned it. So I started kind of in the junk wax era, they call it, in the 90s, when everything was really mass produced. The Ken Griffey Jr. card, I don't even know how many are out there, but just millions from the 1989 Upper Deck. So I abandoned it during high school, college. I wish I didn't, because those were like the Tom Brady days and Peyton Manning days, and some when stuff started to pick up and got more expensive. Jane, what do you think the biggest sale for a sports card ever is? How much money?
Boy, can you tell me which sport it is?
Baseball.
I will say $2 million.
This 2022, the 1952 Mickey Mantle card sold for $12.6 million.
Wow.
A piece of cardboard.
Wow.
So my dad likes to tell stories of how he used to put it in his bike spokes and probably ruined hundreds of those, like a lot of people in that time. But yeah, again, I went away from the cards during college and stuff, and then pandemic hit. I was bored sitting at home, and I'm like, what can I do to pass the time? Because I can't do events and get people together like I'm used to doing. Started pulling out the old nostalgia and sports cards and selling, and I had a couple friends that were doing it at the time and wrote me back in.
And it's not something that's gone away, even with the pandemic and the pandemic kind of going away and events coming back. It's still very much a staple of your daily life.
It maybe has half of our loft covered with cards, but it's fun. You know, just I'm saving for our future together, Kristen.
That's true. It's our kids' college fun. But I just want to tell the story. So when we first started dating, everything happened pretty quickly. And so one of our friends had been like, your whole story sounds like a Hallmark Christmas movie. And so I came up with the idea of your first Christmas present. I created a fake Hallmark Christmas movie, like DVD sleeve. And so our friend Kelsey, who's an incredible graphic designer, we took an actual Hallmark Christmas movie poster, and the movie, the original movie, was called Christmas Under the Stars, and we changed it. I changed it to Christmas at the Bars.
So Milwaukee.
And we literally, because in the original one, there was like some other sign. There was a sign in the background that had whatever town they were supposed to be in. She changed it to Milwaukee of like up in lights. And she superimposed Mike's face on the guy and my face on the girl. Mike's never had so more hair than he does in this picture on this Correct. Fake DVD. But then I came up with the synopsis for the movie. And so this is how it went. When Kristen, a comedian, journalist, video producer, moves back to Wisconsin after 17 years to save democracy, she matches with Samson, a handsome basketball card mogul, on Hinge. As these two lovable cheeseheads begin to spend lots of time together, dodge COVID while supporting local bars, and rescue a 10-year-old chihuahua, the couple rediscovers what matters most during the holiday season. And Samson teaches Kristen the importance of cleaning up her apartment. So it was something from the get-go, but now you've incorporated it into your business, which is you do events, mm-hmm. and you have an event this weekend. So tell us more about that.
Milwaukee Card Show. It's happening at Gather. I think we say Gather in the Deer District or Gather in Deer District, right across from the Fiserv Forum downtown. Gather is the event space above Good City Brewing. So we're going to have 45 vendors, tables. There's a Milwaukee baseball team that's going to be coming down. I don't think I could say their name on air.
Oh.
But they're going to do a little VR home run derby. So I'm giving out free packs at the door. First 25 kids get some free cards. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have a lot of good vendors down there. Hopefully it's something that, you know, there's some great card shows across the area. Oak Creek does one first Saturday of every month. That's been real popular. But everyone can't make it down to Oak Creek. So we're going to post up in downtown Milwaukee. Hopefully people can make it down. Disney on Ice is also going on. So if you're coming down, prepare for a parking spot in one of the garages or over a little east of things. By Water Street's always safe. Yeah, it's going to be a fun day. Hopefully I don't buy too much. Hopefully I don't bring more stuff home. But we will see.
Are you selling any of your stuff there?
I am. I'm giving my cards to Paul, who will be sitting at a table, and he'll hopefully sell some stuff for us.
How many different vendors?
So we have 45 tables total. I think there's about 25 vendors, including Paul and some other great people in the area.
All right,
Mitch's Card Shop from Mequon, AJ's Collectibles from Greenfield. So we got some heavy hitters coming in.
Is there also going to be memorabilia as well as cards?
Yes.
Okay.
So probably some, someone's bringing a John Morant ball. Lance is bringing a nice Super Bowl Aaron Rodgers jersey.
So tell that story. Well, actually, hold off on that story. So you can buy your tickets at swarmevents.com/Milwaukee Card Show. The VIP early tickets are sold out, right? And so you can still get the regular tickets, 12 to 5, gather at Deer District. I will be there because I'm working, because I'm a great, great wife. But going back to this, the question of collectibles, because I find it this – and granted, I am someone who doesn't like to bet. If I'm going to have my money, I like my money. Like some of the times the investment of these things, that's like, because you buy them not for necessarily the sentimental value of them. You buy them as an investment, right?
Do both.
I mean,
it's kind of like the stock market at times. So like all the heavy NBA stuff that happened this past week, one guy gets traded to a new team, his card value goes up. So it's just certain things happen in life that, you know, that's a good time to sell. Brock Purdy came out of nowhere and was a big rookie this year for the 49ers. He got hurt, but some guy pulled a one-of-one card of his in Mequon and I guess sold it for $12,000 right before the game that he got hurt in. So great timing. That card might sell for $5,000 now that he got hurt. Never know.
Which is still a lot of money for a piece of cardboard.
But
so that's what I was trying to say the other day when I thought you were going to come on Wednesday, is the how much of what's going on in the world impacts the cost or the value of these cards? Because all of the value is just based on what people decide the value is, right? No one's setting the price for these things. It's only a market that decides it, right?
Yeah.
So tell the John Morant story of that card.
One that I got?
The one that, like, it was nothing, and then because of the
I mean, my biggest card I pulled was a John Morant Prism rookie card, orange, out of, there's 49 made. So I sold it for $8,000. Now it could be worth 12.
But isn't that the one where the guy was in the background?
Oh, that one.
That one. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is a 2019 Chronicles card where a rapper, Young Dolph, who passed away from Memphis, was in the background of the card. So these cards were going for thousands of dollars. Just, it was a heavy hype moment, and it's calmed down since then. But yeah, you just got to hit stuff at the right time and sell stuff while you have it. I mean, that's a card that was probably a $25 card that's suddenly started selling for $1,000.
So do you have a LeBron card?
I have a couple of LeBron rookies.
So with him breaking the record this week, are we millionaires now?
No.
Oh.
He's a goat. You put that, you save that in a safety deposit box for, you know, future generations.
Oh, that's for our kids?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Mike, for that card that had the person in the background and went up from $25 to several thousand dollars, isn't that the peak trade then? I mean, is the next sale going to be as successful as that was because the circumstances were so specific?
I mean, you're always going to hit a top market thing like a stock or anything. That's going to be the top benchmark, and it's obviously gone down since then. But you had that bunch of those cards. I think I sent up a bunch to get graded, and they came back, and I sold them immediately because market was hot.
So as a person who is, like, does your ability, your being, like, the general you, not just you, does one's ability to be good at the game of sports cards, investing, and when to sell and everything, is it inherently tied to your knowledge of the sport?
Yes, I think you got to stay up on what's going on across the league and everything else. It's just like you know, getting news articles to prep for a show for this. I'm looking at new stuff that's happening online, forums. You know, there's a guy that
podcasts. There's a guy that just
jumped in from Cam Thomas. I think his name is from the Nets. You know, Kevin Durant's gone. This guy's been scoring 40 points a game for like the last week because Kevin Durant's been out. He's a rookie. His cards are just through the roof right now. So a guy that was unknown last week, now his cards are suddenly selling for hundreds of dollars.
So a lot of it. So, like, would you start investing in so what is your portfolio? Because I don't really know as far as the range. Obviously, I think the most cards you have are basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, like, mess around at all with baseball or hockey or soccer?
Depends.
Football?
I'll put some stuff into the safety deposit box. That's kind of my PC collection. That'll be a lot of the GOATs, like LeBron and Steph Curry, Tiger Woods.
Do you have a Giannis card?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
A Giannis autograph card. I got three of his rookies. The best basketball.
How much money are you holding out on me?
A lot. It's in the post note.
Do you keep them in a self-decorated shoebox or something like you would have when you were a kid?
I don't keep, like, my high-end stuff. I keep at the bank to stay safe because you never know. I mean, we have a nice alarm system at home, but we...
But it's very valuable.
But yeah, you want to look at stuff, too. So it's tough to find that transition between, hey, this card is $3,000 and should be in the bank, versus I would like to look at it every day, too, because it's just cool artwork. I mean, that's what a lot of these cards are, just artwork.
So there is sentimental value to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the ones that my dad stole from me. Every time I see one online, I'm like, Dad, you stole this card from me when we were kids. Oh, it's not worth $12,000.
Because what did he do with it?
He got rid of it.
He just threw it out?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't bother to ask his son if he wanted them first. Oh, son, do you want your card that I stole from you? Because it was too expensive back in the day. Thanks, Dad.
It's a good thing none of us hold on to things.
It's a good thing Bruce doesn't listen every single day and just heard that. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about sports cards, other hobbies, and also a story about National Pizza Day. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Talking like Gandalf. Okay. I just ordered some sick binoculars so I can bird watch and study these big old birds. Jealous? Jealous?
Yeah, you're jealous.
I like dreaming, singing, working on my posture, notebooks, planners, hugging my backpack. I like silence, karate, get away from my backpack. Everyone wants my art supplies that are inside my backpack. Get your own.
Never be embarrassed of your hobby. It's a part of you. I'm gonna rap now.
Got a tiny
town full of figurines. I've been carving them since I was 15.
Yes.
It's called Everville, and I'm the queen. It's the cutest little town.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your sports team is vastly inferior. That simple fact is plainly obvious to see. We're gonna kick your call like a posterior. Of course you realize we're speaking figuratively. Our stats are thoroughly impressive.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is our last segment of the week before we are off for the weekend. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening to the show today, but we are still here to round out and finish the show with Swarm Events founder, former Milwaukee mayor candidate, and my husband, Michael Sampson, talking about his sports card event that is happening tomorrow at Gather in the Deers District from 12 to 5. So if you like sports cards, you should go check it out tomorrow. But I thought, first of all, your dad did let us know that he is listening. And that he also said that Mike should have been more proactive and asked for the card if he wanted it. So I think I agree with Bruce.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.